This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging with all of you across this great nation. Getting ready for our conversation with Bob Ney, who may be idling in our virtual green room. We'll find out in a few minutes if Bob Ney is with us, but he's going to join us here at the top. Talk a little politics, kicking off that VP conversation. Who is going to be on the undercard for Donald Trump? And, of course, Hillary Clinton is blowing in the wind out there, too, while Donald Trump meets with the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. We'll let you hear what that was about. Paul Ryan had something to say about Trump. Also, Priebus, who runs the Republican Party, had his own thoughts about Trump. And an incredibly, incredibly low round from the world of golf. Even if you're not a sports fan, you could certainly appreciate the heroics of Jason Day. So right now, though, let's go to Bob Ney at the top. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. You sound wide awake. Did you have a bowl of cereal before you jumped on?
Yeah. Oh, this is scary. Cheerios, yes.
Oh, Cheerios. Oh, Cheerios are great. You know what? You have to have a secret kind of cereal that you dip into that's really, really bad for you, like Captain Crunch.
No, I had almond milk, no sugar, Cheerios.
Oh.
I'm healthy. Oh, it's terrible.
Oh, you're healthy.
I know.
All right. Crazy. So Donald Trump burying the hatchet with the Republican leadership or not? What do you think really happened if you could be a fly on the wall with that meeting with Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House?
I think they coordinated, I mean, literally, with each other, what was going to be said exactly when they got out of there. I think they have a deal, including Priebus, the chairman of the Republican National Committee, Kate, a deal that they weren't going to discuss certain things. And frankly, they weren't asked certain things. I wonder where the press, they talked about the fact, well, Trump was supposed to have one aide in the meeting, and he opened the door and let in four more, so Ryan did. The national networks were standing by. After that, he went to his lawyer's office, and they had cars standing by to see when he would come out, breaking news. I mean, honestly, it's sort of like the king arrived, and it was reality TV. So I think, though, it was cordial. Kate, what's behind this is the fact that a lot of members, not all, but a hunk and chunk of members of the Republican leadership included, went to Paul Ryan and said, "Hey, whoa!" So he got leaned on also.
Wow. So in other words, they didn't just completely lay down for him and say, "Okay, listen, okay, this is Donald Trump, whatever." They basically tried to tell him who's boss as well.
Yes, it was a give and take, but they both have an edge here. Ryan, is the highest-ranking Republican, and it would be comparable to Nancy Pelosi if Bernie Sanders won this primary. It'd be like Nancy Pelosi, the leading Democrat, say, "Well, let me see. I don't know if I'm going to support Bernie. We have to talk." It would be sort of really outrageous. So Ryan, I think, was trying to protect himself and the Republican Congress. But really, when you look at the Republicans, you got to say, well, Trump and Ryan are going to agree on what? Because Ryan and his membership can't agree on the course of action for a lot of things.
Yeah, crazy. And in the meantime, on the other side of the aisle, for Hillary Clinton, they're saying that there's evidence about her, and here we go again with the emails, that the emails showed that Clinton knew the BlackBerry was risky.
Well, there's still information out there to be sifted through. And there also remains the fact that within 2 months from now, the judge has made it clear in the D.C. court case, forget the FBI, the judge has made it clear he may bring her in. And in the sense of having to, do a deposition, at least, send one in written form. And the questions are going to be there, you know, did she know or not? Now, let's say if it's not illegal, if it's the fact that she did think there was a problem, then where was her judgment on something so sensitive? You know, where would her judgment be? I think that's where she could run into a... I don't think justice is going to indict her by any stretch of imagination.
Yeah.
It's not indictable. But the judgment call, I mean, this isn't going to go away. And I have friends that support Hillary Clinton. They're like, oh, this is just ridiculous. I said, well, there's still information out there, and ridiculous or not, it's an issue. And it's going to be an issue.
Yeah, I agree. I saw a funny picture today where they showed Elizabeth Warren as the VP to Hillary Clinton. Are you kidding me? Two women on the same ticket? Is this America?
Well, I'm not trying to be a, you know, I'm not trying to be a chauvinist here, but I had a lot of female employees, and I had one that came to me and said, don't you dare ever put another woman in this office with me. So that were her words.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. Although I thought that was pretty darn funny when I saw it.
It's cute.
You know, so now at this point, Trump, which is just so crazy, but okay, so we deal with the fact Trump goes into the convention and he's the guy. That's it. Now it's still what we talked about the other day. It's all about the VP hunt, I guess.
Yes, I think you just said what a lot of people are saying. They say Trump, and then they say, I can't believe I'm saying that.
Yeah.
You know, the reality show has sunk in.
Yeah.
And it is about the VP. It's good. To me, this is a big, big deal. Maybe not so much in getting Trump votes as much as it is in where the party structure, both middle and right, where it goes to. Depends on who, you know, who he picks. It'll be hell. I think he also can pick somebody with experience in the legislative realm. You and I talked about that the other night. And if he does that, that will help him a bit with... I had a very interesting question today posed to me, you know, who will Trump pick? And there was a person who's very undecided between Clinton and Trump. Frankly, they don't like either one of them. They said, but you know, if Donald Trump picked somebody that's really kind of seasoned, it might make me change my mind, is what they were telling me. I just thought it was an interesting point. I think if he picks somebody that's like a wild card and says things like he does, no.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. And there's so many choices, that seems very unlikely to me.
That's right.
Yeah. How long do you think it will be before they announce the VP? I mean, because they have time, right? So will it take some time?
Oh, they have time. I don't know. You know how Trump is. It could happen tomorrow morning, but in my best guess, I want to say that within 2 weeks, I'll bet you that they do this one a bit early. I don't think they're going to hold it till the convention.
Yeah. All right. So we may know by then.
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. Thanks so much, as always, Bob Negg. Back to your Cheerios.
Thank you, Kate.
Bowl.
Delaney. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I was sure he was going to say he, like, had the monster. I call it the monster food, where you know that even Cheerios is sugar. So why not just dive into the, I don't know, Count Chocula, or perhaps the Captain Crunch. I used to be a Captain Crunch fan. Oh, you could just eat Captain Crunch without the milk. That's your big hint. That is this really cereal, or am I just putting sugar in my mouth? I don't know. I'm not sure. All right, we come back. You're going to hear what Paul Ryan had to say about Trump. Also, Priebus as well. What do you think? VP, if you were Donald Trump, would you hold the cards close to your chest, or would you hurry up and lay them down? 855-266-5283.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Common knowledge. The question is, what is it that we need to do to unify the Republican Party and all strains of conservative wings in the party? We had a very good and encouraging, productive conversation on just how to do that.
All right, that was Paul Ryan, of course, reacting to all the media that was outside of the meeting with Donald Trump, and he heard right there that there are some differences. They're working together, though, and that was probably the right thing for Paul Ryan to say because, as Bob Ney told us, they're not necessarily giving in. Now, on the other hand, Rents Priebus, who has to deal with the convention, getting a Republican elected, that's what he's paid for, is to represent the Republicans and their best interests, had a different spin on the Ryan-Trump meeting.
I do know that they're committed to working together quickly, perhaps even as soon as tomorrow or the next day, and getting some more conversations started between the two of them.
That has to be weird. If you think of people that come from the political background, and you could really hear what they had to say behind the scenes, guaranteed, and we already know it, we've talked about it, so we're all blue in the face. They're not thrilled about Donald Trump being shoved down their throat, but this is the world we live in, and too bad for those career politicians. You got the celebrity apprentice. You have the art of the deal, and that's it. Priebus said there was a lot of agreement on most issues, that it was definitely positive. They met for 2 hours, Ryan and Trump did. 2 hours. That's a long meeting. I think if I go to lunch with somebody, they want to meet me, and they're a potential advertiser, let's say, for the little show that could, 2 hours would be a long meeting. If you get to an hour, usually in a meeting, you're thinking, oh, that was a good meeting, an hour meeting. Most people, 2 hours is a long time. So there was a lot that they must have discussed and tried to work out. So from that perspective, it's a good thing, but can you only imagine the list that they went down? Because now that Donald Trump is the guy, he's not the politician. So there are certain requirements, I'll say, that he would have to be made aware of. And you can say, make America great again. I'm not going to cowtail to whatever's done. But there are a few by-the-book types of deals that are there that have to be looked at, so he can't completely push them aside. And I actually don't think he will, because now the tactic is he's in. I mean, he's in, and it makes sense that, okay, so now they've got to prop him up for whatever it is that he doesn't know that he needs to know, and that's it. You know, it's like Michael Reagan. I was listening to something Michael Reagan said the other day, and he said to Mitt Romney, okay, now it's time to shut up. Because at this point, Trump is the guy. Like it or not, you shoot, if you're a Republican, if you're playing on this team, you're shooting yourself in the foot every time you shoot your mouth off about not liking Donald Trump. I mean, Romney, he just absolutely can't. Because, you know, the other day he called on Trump to release his tax returns, saying that refusing to do so disqualified him from running for the White House. And really, nothing good comes of that. And Michael Reagan's right. Look, he got his shot and he blew it. He lost his chance in line. So like it or not, Trump is the guy. And Mitt Romney sucked up to Donald Trump. He spent a ton of time with Trump getting money for his campaign to get the backing. So that's it. Who is Trump going to reach out to now? He's got to promote some kind of unity. So, Lindsey Graham, Ted Cruz, whoever. He needs anyone and everybody to be on, you know, his side, whether it's endorsements or just at least not endorsing him. Because that, frankly, would only hurt the Republicans more. What interesting times we live in. Two candidates that people think are okay, but they're not necessarily crazy about. Republicans are okay with Trump. Some of them don't like it, but it's too bad. And the same with Hillary Clinton. It is just absolutely crazy to think in the modern era in running for president, there aren't so many choices we can't make up our mind. You know, it's like when you get, I hate to use an analogy that was used in a movie once, but it's like when you get a box of chocolates and you know what I'm saying, there's all these choices and you haven't had chocolate for a while and someone says, can I offer you a chocolate? And it's the really good kind of chocolate. And it's almost like, ooh, eeny, meeny, miny, moe. I'm only going to eat one. I don't want to pick the wrong one. I don't want to pick the wrong one. We didn't see those choices this year. It really wasn't about that, was it? So it's a while to think of it. Definitely. Hey, coming up on the flip side, a little more of those odds and ends on the day, including the fact that you have George Zimmerman, who wanted his gun to be sold. He was trying to have his gun sold, but I guess the kibosh was put on that. He was selling the gun. Think of it, the gun that killed Trayvon Martin. I mean, listen, for not to open up that can of worms, except for, give me a break, that he wants to auction off the gun that killed Martin in 2012. In a high-profile case, that's unheard of. Selling that at an auction or even appearing in public. And you think about other guns, other pieces of evidence in high-profile cases, and can you imagine if they were auctioned off? at least for some of them, I would say, no, that wouldn't work. Now, I know as the years go by, like mob murders, that's a little bit different. Sometimes that evidence does end up being auctioned off, like Bonnie and Clyde's car or one of the machine guns. But still, it is very rare. It's like somebody said to me, and I saw this somewhere, can you imagine auctioning off the gloves, O.J. Simpson? You must acquit if they don't fit. Oh. And you just know somebody would probably pay top dollar for that. So I think the gun being, you know, somebody putting the kibosh on that was a smart thing. Because it's, I mean, it's just, it is a piece of what happened in American history, too. And it's definitely a symbol. So it's not happening. Initially, he was going to sell it. Then supposedly they put the brakes on it. We'll see if that, in fact, holds up. But, you know, that started the whole Stand Your Ground deal. The NRA and a couple of other groups pushing to really see Stand Your Ground and other extreme laws hang, you know, stay in there. And it also started the whole language back and forth about the kind of language we use. And it's hard to believe, but that was just 2012. Wow. Time flies. I remember talking to people who were at the court, people who were there in Florida, people who, we had a reporter friend, Chris O'Donnell, who came on with us and told us what was happening almost daily. And every day it just seemed to get worse. It just seemed to get worse. So I don't know. I think of all the pieces of history you could have or hold or want, that wouldn't be one of them. Not for me. And probably not for most of you either. I don't think so. It's not the same like selling a Super Bowl ring, for example. All right, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Or you can flip me an email at americatonight.net. A round of 63 at the Players. Woo! Jason Day, what does he have to say about that? You'll find out coming up.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
From 10 grand and on the green, and then being patient, and everything kind of just clicked today and kind of shook the score.
That would be Jason Day. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, as we zig and zag in a couple of different directions. Hats off, the daily salute to Jason Day, the Australian who is handy with a club and has had a terrible row lately with his health, dealing with vertigo issues. So outside of the world of golf, people started to know who Jason Day is because of the fact that he's had to battle with this crazy vertigo where they really can't do too much for it. So sometimes he feels okay. Other days he feels a little off balance, but he is a heck of a golfer. And his, you know, baffling round is incredible at the Players, which is a major. This is 1 year after shooting 81. So if you add it up, first day out, he improved by one stroke a hole and tied the course record to take the early lead at the Players. Of course, there's a pile of Americans who are just a couple of strokes behind, and after 1 day, it can look a whole lot different by the time you get through the weekend. And Jordan Spieth, who is the young phenom, the American, that many people are cheering on, the Texan, he opened with an even par 72 at the Players. He's very capable of coming back and shooting even stronger after his big collapse at the Masters. And he's playing for the first time since he blew that 5-shot lead on the back nine at Augusta last month. He made 5 birdies at the TPC Sawgrass, played his final 5 holes in 3 over par, settled for a score of 9 strokes back after Jason Day shot that 63. So he could very well, when it's all said and done, he could very well be another guy who's in contention for this major. I said that we would also go to the mail, and in just a second we're going to do that. I've got a lot of mail on a lot of different things, especially politics and Trump and who the VP will be. And I threw out the phone lines for anybody who wants to jump on the raw meat of who do you think the VP should be. If you could have your fantasy pick of anyone, and here's the problem. So many of us are so really disenchanted by the offerings in D.C., which is why Trump got to where he is, that there's not many people we would put on that list. There's not too many people we would say, yeah, that's who I want to see there. There isn't that fantasy pick of, oh, that guy would be just so great. I was thinking about this today. Roger Staubach. But he wants nothing to do with politics. He made a gazillion in real estate after he got out of football. But if he were to get into politics, he seems like somebody who would do a decent job. But he's not interested. All right, on that note, let's go to the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you very much. Here's one from Andy, who says, Kate, Trump and a VP. It's almost a joke, but can you imagine if it was Sarah Palin? Do you think Sarah Palin would get a do-over and people would embrace that? No. I think Sarah Palin's ship has sailed. And even if some people like Sarah Palin, she's on the speaker circuit, it would be ridiculous for Donald Trump to pick Sarah Palin. He has to pick somebody who doesn't have necessarily a celebrity bounce, somebody who has some political clout. That's what I would say. Get somebody with some political clout. And there are certainly a few of those people that he could go to. Anyway, here's another one on Trump and picking a VP. This is from George in Mississippi. Kate, here in Mississippi, we have words for politicians, but I really can't say them in this email. Let's just put it this way. You probably would agree after I've been listening to your show for long enough. As far as who the VP should be for Donald Trump, I think he could pick almost anyone unless it's a laugher of a choice. I don't think it has to be a woman. I don't think it has to be any particular brand of person. I think it has to be someone who's just strong enough that can do the whole campaign circuit, somebody who doesn't have a scarred past. I guess that would be the one requirement. Not a lot of skeletons dancing around in the closet, because that would take away from Trump's spotlight and the fact that he's running this campaign now against Hillary Clinton. So distractions, there have been a few. No reason to add more in this search for a VP. This one is from Potter, who says, Kate, I loved your interview the other day when you were talking about with Dan Perkins, you were talking about terrorism, and you were talking about the mayor in London and what was happening there, and I thought he really made a lot of sense, some of what he was mentioning as far as terrorism is concerned, and the disenchanted, and how ripe that fruit is, and this is why we see those problems in France, and why we've seen some of the problems that we've seen in England. At what point does the United States say we can't take the risk? In fact, I think it's so shocking that we have not had any kind of incident, really, since 9/11. Don't you think so? I do. But I think we don't give enough credit to the FBI or CIA or Homeland Security, not the, necessarily TSA, but the people behind the scenes that you don't see that handle the threats. Some of them so ridiculous and some of them so credible. And then sometimes we'll hear the story. And then the infiltration of certain mosques or certain people that are intending to do some kind of harm in the United States. And they're knocked down before they even get to base one, which is a really, really good thing. And we've seen a few close calls, but nothing that happened, and certainly we don't want anything to happen. Here's another one. This one is from the General. Kate Delaney, I've been listening to your show for quite some time. Keep it up. It's always harder when you don't have the resources that some of the big boys have, which I can tell when I listen to Rush Limbaugh, who was the king, and Sean Hannity and the rest of that gang. I thought it was outrageous about Zimmerman and this gun that he wants to put up for auction. What a tool he is. I mean, look, the bottom line is, no matter what you think about the Trayvon Martin killing, how it was initiated, what happened, was it fair what happened to Zimmerman, was it just that he didn't do any time other than awaiting this whole trial thing, putting that gun up for auction is just an in-your-face move to the family. Why, when somebody skates away, why can't they just go quietly to wherever it is they're going to go? It reminds me in a different way of the O.J. Simpson saga. Yeah, the O.J. Simpson thing, it's not a great comparison, but I know what you're saying. The O.J. Simpson thing was crazy because the whole trial's over, he's acquitted, but still wants to make a name for himself, so he pops up here and there, and then lo and behold, what puts him behind bars? His temper, because somebody had some of his autographed memorabilia. And that put him in jail. Which is, just goes to show you. It was a crazy thing that happened. And if he were protecting his, that didn't happen. I can be with my family in Florida. I can do whatever. You'd think he would just be more of a hermit. But it's the opposite. It was the opposite with O.J. Simpson. Okay, how about, let's see. Let's do this one. We haven't done much on the media. James says, Kate, Megyn Kelly, what do you think? I think Donald Trump just helped Megyn Kelly. I, by the way, like her. She does a good job. She seems to be actually fair and balanced. As much as people say it's the right white on Fox, I give her credit for some of what she's done. Yeah, I don't have a beef with Megyn Kelly. In fact, we were trying to get her on the show. I'm all about it. I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. Just do, if you're doing your gig, that's the deal. And I think she's just doing her gig. She just did an interview with Time Magazine. And, you know, she was, of course, a big target for Trump. Especially in the early stages. And she said, she just took the high road so she could do her job. She said, I'm a journalist. I'm covering the race. I just wanted to continue to cover the race. I never wanted to be baited into doing something that would give him the fodder to jeopardize my fairness and my objectivity. If I came out there and started fighting Trump, he would have just turned around and said, she can't be fair, right? And Megyn Kelly said she thinks it drove him a little nuts that she wasn't responding. But I would have to agree that was the smart move in her case, because it wouldn't have done her any good to antagonize. It doesn't make any sense. And, you know, this rift started back in August at the first Fox News presidential debate, where she questioned him about his past remarks about women. I mean, Trump even skipped a debate that she was co-hosting. So the craziness of that relationship was, I think, a real surprise. Even last month, they met, or she met with Trump to try to resolve the differences. And I don't know, maybe through the rest of this process, it turns around. But she's right. She's got to just do her job. That's what the deal is. Kick back, relax. Coming up on the flip side, guess what we're doing? We're going to the movies next.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
America Tonight, and we are taking you to the movies because, you know, once you go through a weekend and the new movies come out, you know what that's like. If it's worth it, you want to go and see it, right? Go see it on the big screen. Especially now we're getting to some of the better movies, I'll say. One that's getting a lot of attention is this movie called Money Monster. In the movie, Julia Roberts is one of the stars, and also George Clooney. The idea is this guy's a Wall Street guru who knows the stocks to pick. Who doesn't want that? He picks the hot stocks. He's the host of that show called Money Monster. Then something happens during a live broadcast. Here's a little snippet of what that movie is about.
Anyone who can get out right now. Do not look up. Do not make eye contact. Just go. Lee, stay calm. I'm right here.
We are live in 5 minutes.
Do you have the revisions for the opening?
We're still making some changes.
Am I going to get the changes before the show or after?
You know the drill. You just point the camera in my direction. We'll figure it out together.
It always sounds so simple and yet so moronic.
Here he is, the Wizard of Wall Street himself.
The name is Lee Gates. The show is Money Monster. Without risk, there is no reward. Should I sell? Should I unload?
Get the boss! Man up!
Who's that guy on camera too?
You want to complain about it? Go ahead.
Who is it? Anybody know?
This is a union thing.
Cut the feed.
Whoever's in there, turn the cameras on.
Turn the cameras off, Patty. Turn it off, Patty.
What am I
going to
do?
Turn them on.
Put it up.
Take it off.
Put it on.
How do I know it won't blow off? Because I have the detonator.
My thumb comes off this trigger, and we all explode.
I might be the one with the gun here, but I'm not the real criminal. It's people like these guys.
I got my finger on the trigger.
I'm telling you, it's rigged. The whole damn thing.
But I don't know the truth.
They're stealing everything from us, and they're getting away with it, too. How's that even fair?
Just keep talking to him, all right? You're good at that.
Got my finger on the trigger.
You lost a lot of money when the market
went. They tracked down his girlfriend. That was everything we had. Every last cent. What are you doing?
I'll get you some answers.
Nobody was asking any questions before. These guys could expose everything.
We both want an explanation for what went wrong.
We don't know. You have to understand how delicate of a situation this is.
I'm 80 feet from a bomb from talking about delicate situations.
We're human beings. We're not computers. We have a conscience.
I'm trying to save them. You're trying to shoot them.
I want an explanation.
Follow the money. Find the fraud.
We're in this together now. Don't turn your back on anybody. I don't want you to die. You came here to get some answers. You deserve to get some answers.
Well, I don't know. This could be kind of an interesting movie. It might be one that you just wait and you let it roll when it's cheaper and it's a Netflix dealio. On Rotten Tomatoes, they gave it 62% for what that's worth. My brother puts a lot of stock in that. IMDb, 6.7 out of 10. People like Clooney. This is a TriStar picture. It was actually directed by Jodie Foster, and there's definitely some people you would recognize in this flick. The concept is interesting because of the way we live now. I think I would wait and get it as it streams. I don't know if I'd have to see it on the big screen. All right, we move on to our second offering that's out this week in the movies. Perhaps you may want to go and see this. It's called A Bit of Bad Luck. Here's a sneak.
I had the world by the balls. I had more money than I knew what to do with. A respected lawyer, in demand. And my wife was beautiful, from a wealthy family. And then...
There he is, boys!
I'm a bunch of crazed lunatics who are trying to kill me.
What did you call me?
A dumb red cat. I need your help. I ran into a little trouble back there.
You need to get out of here. I need to borrow your phone.
Hey, hey, hey.
Private party. Anybody at home?
Well, I took that situation. I need your keys.
Ma'am.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. No, 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 no. Put that down.
Ow, ow, ow. Ow, that hurt.
I don't think it's a good idea for you to go out there right now.
Just need to use your car.
Drop the car keys.
Something.
We have a warrant for your arrest.
For what?
I have the right to speak to a lawyer.
You're a lawyer, aren't you?
Yeah.
I guess you'll have to talk to yourself then.
They do things a little differently around here.
I can't forgive you. Oh, my God. Okay. But I cannot let you go unpunished.
What do you mean punished?
Sir, is this some kind of joke?
What doctor are you? Wow.
Hey, man, don't take it personally.
Citizens of Preachville, perform your duty.
All right, so here's the review I saw in the L.A. Times. Cursed with obnoxiously broad characters and nonsensical plotting. A bit of bad luck is an intended backwards satire that runs hopelessly off course from the outset. Cary Elwes traveling a mighty long distance from his beloved Princess Bride role stars as Brooks Caldwell, a self-important Seattle attorney who's cheating on his unbalanced timber heiress wife, Terry Polo, with his latest mistress, Agnes Bruckner, in a rural Washington motel. Pretty much they're telling you this movie's not good and it's been miscast, so don't waste your money. I'm going to have to agree with them on it. It didn't look that good to me from what I saw. This, again, could be something on a sleepy, rainy day that you stream for $1.99. All right, this one's a little freaky deaky. It's called High Rise.
For all its inconveniences, Lang was satisfied with life in the High Rise. Ready to move forward and explore life. How, he had not yet decided.
I thought you were empty.
I just moved in.
You're an excellent specimen.
You don't know how things work around here, do you?
I'm a fast learner.
Which floor are you?
35.
We're down in the bottom, in all sorts of shadows. Most families are.
We pay the same charges as the top floors. We want our fair share of the power.
Things would be better if we could afford to move to a higher floor.
If you lower people, overload the system, there'll be power cuts.
How's the high life?
Prone to fits of mania, narcissism, and power failure.
You built all this.
I put all my energy into this car.
Is that a horse?
Probably.
On the 40th floor.
Your husband appears intent on colonizing the sky.
Who can blame him?
When you look at what's going on down at street level.
I think we should be prepared to meet moderate resistance.
Perhaps you're right.
What are you doing? What are you doing in there?
Teething problem. Building's still settling.
Does it seem odd that a man can fall from the 39th floor? And not one police car turn up? Where's the siren?
What have you got there?
A kaleidoscope.
What can you see through that thing?
The future.
It's the haves and the have-nots all in one building. Can you imagine that? It's actually gotten some pretty good reviews. I'd say let's make it a three. Three in a row. Wait till it streams. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.